Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
Hey guys, you want to watch some basketball this weekend? Got some conference tournaments going on. Got Rockets going on. You know where to watch. Big City Wings, Houston's wing joint. Great place to watch your sports, great place to take the family. The wings are fantastic. We can start with that, hence Big City Wings. But crawfish, also incredible. Their burgers are terrific. And the thing that I love about them is they have specials every single day. You know what you can do today? Two for Tuesday wings and tea time. $3 Long Island iced teas. That sounds like a pretty good deal to me. Go get you some Long Island iced teas. Double up on your wings today. Tomorrow, $7 for all burgers and whiskeys. They have specials every single day. The food's fantastic. The atmosphere's fantastic. Great place to watch your sports. And if you can't get there, I use Uber Eats for them all the time. To get their wings, to get their burgers, because everything is made from scratch and it's fantastic. Seven great locations with another one coming. Most recent opening was in Kingwood. We were up there a couple weeks ago, and you can sit at the A.J. Hoffman table or the Fred Fowler table while you're there in the bar. Find a location nearest you at BigCityWings.com. Follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all Big City Wings, BigCityWings.com.
The Blitz, KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Yeah, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, very sportsy, a lot of free agent talk. But that's what's going on. That and Russell Westbrook, which we haven't gotten to. A couple of things that Aaron Wilson tweeted out about Tayshaun Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
Against Philadelphia Eagles tight end Zach Ertz, Gibson held him to 4 catches for 26 yards and a touchdown on 6 targets. Ertz caught 12 passes for 110 yards and 2 touchdowns on 16 targets against the Texans. Says he limited Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski to 2 catches for 15 yards on 4 targets. Now, Gronk was hurt back
then. Yeah.
But
there's an asterisk next to that.
Gronk did have 7 for 123 on a score against the Texans. If you can cover a tight end, I'll take you. So, yeah, what do you think about this Russell Westbrook thing?
I need more details. I think that Russell Westbrook probably needs to get his emotions in check because that's a guy who's got too much to lose to be
right
wilding out. But I also, I mean, let's go with what we know. Jazz fan, typically scumbag.
Yeah, that goes without saying.
And then a quick glance at that guy's social media. Not a good guy.
Throws
the N-word around pretty regularly. So if Russell Westbrook says he said something to him that he thought was racist.
Well, it wasn't racist. He said, get down on your knees like you used to.
Okay. Well, but Russell Westbrook said that he took that as racist.
Yeah, I don't. No, I think he was basically making a homosexual comment.
That's what I took from it too. But I'm just saying what Russ said when they asked him about it.
Yeah.
Well, and Russ probably saw that the guy's Twitter at one point said, "Russ, go back where you came from, MAGA."
That's a little different.
Yeah. So, am I gonna like go out of my way to take the side of this scumbag fan?
Nope.
No. But do I condone Russell Westbrook saying? I think really where Russell Westbrook messed up was when he said, "And your wife."
Yeah.
Like, you know, don't. I think in today's era, or in today's age, it's probably a bad call for an athlete to threaten violence on a woman publicly.
Yeah, that's not good.
I mean, it's always a bad idea for a man, period, to threaten violence on a woman. But specifically when athletes are losing contracts over it, you may want to just leave that part off.
Yeah.
Like, I'll F you up. Okay. I mean, but why you got to go with the wife? That's not going to do it. That's no good.
Because
hopefully you're not really planning on doing that.
No. Come on. He's a basketball player. Who's he going to fight?
I mean, Ron Artest to fight.
Yeah.
There's a select few.
There's like one or two. It's not Russell Westbrook. But here's the thing. And the guy's been banned from, a permanent ban from the games, which I think is more than fair. Russell Westbrook getting fined $25,000, I don't know about. But I don't think, now if he said, he probably said other stuff that led up to it.
Probably.
And if, you know, I don't think what he said there is enough to get freaked out over, but I'm sure it added up. And I'm kind of tired of people thinking they can just say whatever they want to somebody because they're an athlete or they're an actor or they're fan. It's like it goes back to the body shaming of Gronkowski's girlfriend yesterday. First off, nobody gives a bleep about your opinion on stuff like this. And I think that the lowest kind of people are the ones that just feel like they can say whatever they want and it's okay. And this guy, to me, you just at some point have to have a little respect for other people. If you don't like the guy, great. It's I mean, if you want to talk trash to him, that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. Heckling can be funny. Trash talking can be funny. But, you know, at some point, I don't blame a guy for losing it a little bit when it piles up and it piles up.
And we don't know what was said all night.
No, and these guys are human beings, and I don't think people realize that. And you know, frankly, we get crap like that on the text line all the time where you just, I mean, some of the most foul crap you could ever imagine. And that's worse because they're anonymous.
Right.
But it's just at some point, just because somebody is a basketball player, you can't say whatever the hell you want to them. Makes you a bad person. So that's just, I think a good thing the guy's been, okay, so that's 5:07 p.m. That's a kind of weird time for your first one.
Sorry.
Did you just start?
Usually my energy drink's long gone by now, usually.
Because I always start drinking mine at 3:15 and try to have it done before the show so that any of that stuff.
So you shouldn't be able to say everything you want to say. What do you think about the guy who told James Dolan to sell the team the other day?
See, that's fine. I don't really have a problem with that. That's a lot different. That's not a personal attack as much as, you know, referring to one's sexuality or as interpreted, if he interpreted race.
Yeah.
You know, James told, I mean, if you're an owner of a team, sell the team, you're going to get that a lot.
Yeah.
Especially if things are bad.
If someone tells you to sell the team, like kicking them out of the building, dude.
Yeah, that's
not the best way to run a business, and it's pretty widely regarded that you're a horrible owner. But
if somebody jumps up and says stop raping children, you're okay to kick them out.
Yeah,
that's a little different. But yeah, there's a certain amount that you expect coming into that, and I'm sure Russell Westbrook would expect to hear trash talk, and James Dolan should expect to hear people say sell the team, trade this guy. That comes with it. But I do think there is a line, and I think at some point, when people start getting into personal crap, then it's over the line. And, you know, I just don't know that. In this case, we don't know the whole story, but I think I've seen enough to realize that, they were over the line. And, yeah, should he have thicker skin? Absolutely. And the easy thing to do would be to go to security and say, hey, man, this guy is dropping a bunch of racist stuff. Could you maybe do something about it and keep it quiet?
Yeah.
I think that's and that happens all the time. And Joel could probably tell you more about that than most people because he was with the team all the time. But I've seen that happen a lot. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
I think Charlie alluded to it earlier. If that guy's sitting in your section or around you and he's saying that kind of stuff and it's racist or homophobic, everybody around you should, dude, shut up. Like at that point.
But it's not your job as a fan to police that. It's your job to go get security. And I've actually done that at an event where somebody was doing something similar. It's like, it's not my place to tell a guy to shut up.
Yeah.
But it is my place to go and get security and say, hey, listen, this guy's saying some things in front of children and everything else. And they went down there and listened for 2 minutes and escorted him out. And to me, that's the best way to handle those things. Because if you're a fan and you start doing it, you're going to wind up starting something that you don't need to be involved in. It's real easy. I know that's the old man thing to do now because I don't like conflict. But that's the easiest and smartest thing to do. Just go get security. Let them do their job.
Seems fair. Yeah, that's I don't know, man. I just think that people have gotten away with it for so long. And really, the internet age has empowered people to say things that
right.
you probably shouldn't be saying out loud anyway. And now it's spilling over into real life. And people forget in real life, dudes will smack you. And Russell Westbrook, thank God he's smart enough not to smack him. But sheesh, what if he does? And I mean,
well, and that's the thing. You really shouldn't. In his case, he's got too much to lose. So. But, you know, I do think there's lines. That's the thing. I don't think people are familiar enough with where the lines should be. And you can make, you should be able to have some good-natured trash talk. Hell, you know, they should see you at a poker table. That's all yeah. you do is talk trash. And it's good-natured. And if you cross the line, somebody will say something. But that's all right. Fans should be able to do that stuff. And make fun of how many shots he's taking or missing. But, you know, I think if you start getting into that, at some point, you know, I think people feel like they can say whatever they want these days, and I just don't think that's fair. So, you know, he says, have you seen what passes for security or event staff at these games are not doing anything? Ask for a supervisor if they don't do it. It's easy enough to do. But if you start taking it on yourself, you're putting yourself in a bad situation. Yeah. Rob says, miss the good old days when Ron Artest would make people pay for talking trash. See, and I think in that instance, man, he got...
I mean, Ron Artest actually played it cool until someone threw something at him.
Yeah, yeah. At the time, I wasn't on radio, but I didn't like that he was the only one that... I mean, the fans could get away with all that. And, yeah, he finally overreacted, but, you know, I just because you buy a ticket doesn't mean... You have the right to throw stuff at players,
right.
to, you know, cross the line. So, all right. Well, I'm going to tell you about why I had to buy new pants this weekend. It was because of Innovative Lasers of Houston, and Laura Alexis joins us. And Laura, you're not just a CEO, but you've also had the treatment too.
Absolutely. I'm very passionate about the procedure because it worked for me. And if it worked for me, it can work for anybody else, just like you.
Yeah, and you guys guarantee 3 to 11 inches in 2 weeks. I lost 8 inches all told. I had to buy pants that were two sizes smaller this weekend. And it's a good feeling. It really is.
It is. It is to be able to go shopping because you have that problem, huh?
Yeah, and they're already falling off
me. I'm losing weight.
But tell them a little bit about the procedure because it's really easy. You go in. And, I mean, there's nothing painful. There's no downtime or anything.
So what makes us different than anybody else is that the laser that we use is FDA approved. It offers no downtime, no swelling, no bruising, no pain, no heat, no cold. So actually the patient feels nothing at all. And it's 20 minutes on the front, 20 minutes on the backside, and you're in and out in about an hour. what happens, the technology behind it is very innovative because it creates tiny little microscopic tears into the fat cells. So when that happens, the contents of the fat cells seep out through bodily fluids such as urine and sweat, very natural. And when that happens, you shrink. Simple as that. So, I mean, it's very, very natural. We don't go in and start destroying fat cells. It's not painful at all. It's a shrinking process, very similar to the act of working out and losing weight the natural way. When one does that, you don't destroy the fat cells. You just shrink them, and that's what we do.
Well, and you got a great offer right now for our ESPN listeners. If they mention ESPN 97.5 and call 281-888-3094, tell them what you're going to do for them.
It's actually over half off. So the regular transformation package is $2,400. So it's over half off. It's $1,000 right now. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, so listen up. If you're one of the first 100 callers, we will even throw in an additional 3 sessions for free. So it's a phenomenal special for $1,000, a transformation package, 281-888-3094. Guaranteed results in just 2 weeks. So, you know, take advantage of that offer. We have the girls at the office waiting to take your call. It's a free consultation. There's no obligation. Just give us a call and see how easy it is.
All right, 281-888-3094 or innovativelasersofhouston.com. Laura, thanks for the time.
Hey, thank you for having me.
All right. The same word from where the stars are flung. Love's the language. Love's your name.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. Still pretty sportsy today.
It's been that kind of a day.
It has. It's 2 now in 12 minutes.
Sorry.
You need 2 more to break your 30-minute record.
I don't know if I've got it in me or not.
Yeah, that one was pretty weak.
That first one was strong. That was the best one I've had in a long time.
Astros pitcher... your buddy Martez suspended 80 games for a failed drug test.
And
is he still considered a prospect, or by now is he just like your career minor leaguer?
I think we can move on. He's. I'm guessing he's not going to get there now.
Yeah, your buddy Kyle Tucker not having the best spring either.
No.
So.
Boy, did you see what happened to Josh Reddick the other day?
Yeah, where he plowed.
Oh, boy. I mean, that
wasn't really his fault. It wasn't his fault at all. It was just the way the guy threw the ball, the first baseman had no choice but to go over there.
But it was this. I mean, it's kind of like a video you would see on YouTube of a child running full speed and slamming into a offensive line.
Or J.J. Watt.
Yeah. And I mean... That Mets first base, Alonzo, I think his name is.
Yeah, Pete Alonzo.
He didn't even budge. And Josh Reddick running full speed down the line, it just hits him and flat. And Alonzo just looks down like, oh, man, tries to help him up. I mean, he just crushed him.
Did you see Reddick's tweet afterwards?
No.
He said, hey, Alonzo, make sure your Mets training staff checks on that brick wall that I ran into. I don't know what it was, why it was there, but...
My goodness.
Yeah. And you could tell the dude felt bad after it happened, but it wasn't much he could do because it was a bad throw, and he went for the throw, and it just happened to put him right in the path of poor Reddick. It was like, crunch.
The way he went to pick him up, it reminds me of the replacements where Keanu Reeves gets sacked, and the linebacker goes to help him up, and he's like, I'm just going to lay here, collect my thoughts for a minute, you know, work out what the heck just happened to me. Because that was the way Reddick realized... I just stared up into space as if he literally ran into a brick wall.
Do you, you know, we were talking about Charlie Casserly was struggling the other day with little facts like Dez Bryant not being with the Cowboys last year, that they threw the ball to Dez Bryant too much, and that's why Cole Beasley didn't get the ball.
Whoops.
He was talking about CJ Mosley.
He pulled a Stephen A.
Yeah. In fact, the story compares him to Stephen A.
Yeah.
But he was
idiot
talking about CJ Mosley and says he's going to be your Ryan Kuechly.
Okay.
Oh, man. He had a couple other little things, but my favorite was the Dez Bryant thing. And I actually heard that because I was watching NFL Network for the free agent coverage. And I heard that, and I was like, did I really just hear him say that? And then people started tweeting, and I'm like, yeah, he did say that. But Ryan Kuechly, really, you know, very good player.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So, yeah, and then then he had a bunch of stuff about Josh Rosen's maturity and things that people were disputing. But, you know, that's opinion. I can live with that. But every now and then, if you're going to do a lot of that stuff, you're going to miss on some things. But, man, your NFL Network, I mean, you need to get that right.
Yeah. Not a good look.
Somebody was asking on the text line if you can do that laser treatment if you're diabetic. Absolutely. And it actually helps. It got my numbers down to a reasonable thing. So, but yeah, you can do it. And they'll tell you all that in a free consultation. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Jim, go.
Hey, I just wanted y'all's opinion on everyone's take on LeBron James being traded for Anthony Davis or someone, you know, younger. Is that even a possibility, or y'all think that's just a...
LeBron James isn't getting traded.
No,
LeBron James decides where he plays. No one's trading LeBron James.
Jeff Van Gundy threw that out, and while I like Jeff Van Gundy, that's just it's not realistic, and it's not worth discussing because it's not going to happen. That's a hashtag fake news.
Fake news.
It's the worst. It's not the best. It's not the best. It's the worst.
It's the worst.
Sad. Yeah, that's just people trying to get route, you know, trying to create a narrative that doesn't exist.
Yep.
So 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, apparently 4-9 said something about Lockhand Forest said something about the Pats weren't interested in Rosen because they were still happy with Brisket as the backup QB. It's like, whoops. I didn't see that, but yeah, you know, when you're doing as much stuff as they do, I can see where you make mistakes. Believe me, we slip
up. I'm sure they
would
be happy with him as the backup.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd love to have him back. But no, it's but when you make multiple mistakes like that, and that's your only job. I mean, it's one thing. I've defended Stephen A. a little bit because I think they have him too overextended, doing a lot of stuff that maybe he doesn't, you know, have the expertise in.
Is he not allowed to say no?
Well,
is he not allowed to say, like, hey, slow down a little bit? I can't. I don't know that much about this.
If they're paying you $6 million and they keep wanting you to do stuff on women's basketball, you'd do it.
No, I wouldn't.
I think in his case, he doesn't make those kind of mistakes on basketball.
No, because that's his thing.
Yeah, and he's really good at it. But, you know, if you're ESPN, he's your big star. You're going to put him on everything. It's like, oh, we need you on the boxing. We need you on NFL. We need you on this. And... Yeah, I think you can easily get overextended in that situation. But, man, if your only job is comment on free agents for the NFL Network,
yeah,
you can drop a mistake here and there, but you can't have two or three in a two-day span. That's just – it's not paying attention, man. 713-780-ESPN. So I guess we have no Jerome today, huh?
So, I don't know.
He is on spring break.
Kids. Look at him. Well, I knew it was actually
my family went
spring
on spring
training.
Break without me.
You're lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, let's do this at 5:30. We're going to give the first caller at 5:30. Has your child ever dreamed of playing football with Houston quarterback Deshaun Watson? Kids in grades 1 through 8 can attend the Academy Sports and Outdoors Deshaun Watson Football Pro Camp in partnership with First Community Credit Union, powered by Reliant, on May 11th at Episcopal High School. Head to ESPN975.com to register to win a spot for one lucky kid to join Deshaun and his Houston area coaches for small group instruction on football fundamentals and fun. So we're giving that one away online. And just a quick update here. We will not be at Texas Mattress Makers in Katy tomorrow. Want to make sure that people know that. We'll be doing it later in the month. But if you were planning to come out and bounce on a mattress, we'll have to do it in a couple weeks. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I think we missed something there, Aaron. So, yeah, in fact, let's say you have a producer who messes up and you need to sue him. You know who you're going to call.
Lawyer Dave.
That's right. And Lawyer Dave represents blitzers who've been hurt in all kinds of accidents. Car, 18-wheeler, industrial, workplace, slip and fall. And let me tell you about Lawyer Dave. He's going to take care of the blitzers. If you've been hurt by bad drugs, doctor, hospital negligence, if you just have a legal question, guess what? If he can't fix it for you, or if he can't handle your case, or if it's something he doesn't do, he's going to put you with someone who does, because that's what he does for the blitzers. And he practices everywhere in Texas. So if you're over in the Golden Triangle listening, he can take care of you. How about this? He doesn't charge a dime for consultations. And there's no money from you up front. If you can't afford to go to the doctor after your accident, they're going to put you with somebody. And he doesn't get paid until you win. That's simple. And he's also handled a lot of stuff for me, man. And I tell you what, I could not ask for a better guy to handle my business. Based right here in Houston. Give him a call. Somebody asked me the other day on Twitter for the number 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900. Or you can hit him up on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law, or just go to the website, lawyerdave.com. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
Thank you.
All right. Do you have something?
I was just thinking about all the people who said crazy things. We were talking about Charlie Cash. Really, Stephen A. Smith did another one.
Oh, really?
By the way, when he said that the Washington Redskins had, he was going through all the list of quarterbacks they had last year. It was Colt McCoy, Alex Smith, Mark Sanchez, and even some guy named Tress Way started a game for him. No, he didn't start a game. Tress Way's the punter. He may have thrown a pass, but he did not start a game at quarterback for the Redskins. And then on top of that, did you see where Stephen A. Smith said that Skip Bayless said, I'd take Amari Cooper any Sunday, any Monday, any Thursday over Antonio Brown. I can trust Amari Cooper. He makes plays, not waves.
That guy's out of his mind. But you know what?
Such a Cowboys homer.
Oh,
The week before Amari Cooper got traded to the Cowboys, he probably thought Amari Cooper was a bum.
Yeah. Listen, that's his bit to say stuff like that to get people riled up. And yeah, all I know is if I'm a Cowboys player, I'm wearing a condom around that guy. But, so I wanted to ask you about this because it's kind of like Joe wrote a column on UH today, and I think he thought I was kind of calling him out for something on Twitter when I was responding to a question because, this whole thing about, you know, UH doesn't have a star.
Yeah.
And, I mean, for the most part, that's kind of been a narrative. But while he's not an NBA guy, Corey Davis is a college basketball player. And I just kind of think maybe people undersell him because, yeah, and obviously had a big game against – but the second half of the season, he's been a go-to guy for them when they've needed a shot. And I just – you know, I get that he's not – Zion Williamson or anybody like that that's going to go in the top three of the NBA draft. But for a college basketball player, that guy's pretty good.
He is good.
And yes, they have a lot of guys who contribute, but I think he's their best player.
But is he a guy who the reason why I brought it up a couple weeks ago when we were talking about it, every NCAA champion since I've been alive has had a first-round draft pick on the team.
Right, and that's... And
however good of a college basketball player Corey Davis is, he's not a first-round NBA draft pick. He's just not. So,
and that's fair, but I'm not asking him to play in the NBA. I'm asking him to play for UH.
I get that, but the reason why I believe that trend has gone on for so long is because at some point you need a guy who can dominate the other guys on the floor, who's just a better basketball player and a better athlete than everyone else on the floor, and can do that for six games in a row if need be. And I mean,
yeah, most of the best teams, though, they have more than one guy. They don't need that. I mean, they have a dominant player, but they don't need that six games.
No.
Now, like when Villanova had Kemba Walker, he dominated a lot of those games. Connecticut, excuse me, not Villanova.
But that was also a Connecticut team that wasn't very good outside of Kemba Walker. He was the reason why they won.
But, yeah, I just like to see the guy get a little more credit for being a damn good player, that's all.
He is very good. He's just, I mean, I think this is the problem with UH fan, is they want people to recognize what they've accomplished. And, I mean,
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that I think this guy is a damn good college basketball player and is the best player on the team. And this whole thing about, well, they don't have a star, I just think it's not fair to him. Okay. And I mean, because the guy is, I mean, he's a big time college basketball player, in my opinion. Now and what he's done over the second half of the season, where he's gotten better and he's clutch. I mean, he just does an awful lot that I don't think gets recognized. And that's not saying, oh, the team needs to be recognized. I'm not saying they need to be a one seed or something silly like that. I'm just telling you, I think I don't know that it's a lazy narrative, but I just don't know if it's a fair narrative to say, well, they're just a bunch of really good players. I think they got one really excellent player and a bunch of really good players. That's all I'm trying to say.
Okay.
It's about him. I'm trying to show some love to Corey Davis.
That's fair. I like Corey Davis too. I just don't know. Like, the reason why I brought up that conversation, I guess it's been a couple of weeks, was just because I don't think they've got a guy. And really, they're one of the only teams. I haven't looked at the list, but if I were to look at I don't know what they've narrowed it down to by now. Probably the top 30 in the Naismith, finalists for player of the year. I would bet UH is almost assuredly the only team in the top 10 to 15 range that doesn't have a player on that list.
I think it's fair.
I'll pull up the list. During this break, I'll pull up the actual list and I'll see who's there. But I don't think he's regarded. And by the way, there are guys in the AAC, at least one guy. I know Jerron Cumberland's going to be on that list, wherever it's down to. So I think that I'm not saying Corey Davis can't ball, because Corey Davis is a good, he's a hell of a player. I think Jerome's a hell of a player. I think they've got some legit talent on that team. I just think they don't have a guy that can shoulder a load and carry them through a tournament. You know what I mean? That's all I was saying.
No, I think maybe he can. Now, not if you need him to do six games, but you're not going to need to. Theoretically, you should get by the first two. That's when you're going to need a guy, when you start playing the legitimate two seeds and three seeds, other three seeds, and, well, you won't play other three seeds unless you're in the final four, but I just don't think he gets enough credit for being a really good player. And I think it's because I don't think anybody paid attention really until they got off to the 15-1 start. And since then, he's been really good. And he's been their best player. I think he can carry him, and he has a couple times. Now, can he do it against better talent? That's the question. And we're not going to find that out till they play.
Yeah. And by the way, I mean, there are three seed. I mean, they're likely to be a three seed. There are going to be some teams in that 14 game that are going to be dangerous. UH should absolutely beat everyone that's a 14 seed. But if a team like Wright State wins tonight, or Northern Kentucky, I mean, those are dangerous teams. Georgia State, if they win the Sun Belt tournament, they're a dangerous team. And then the teams that they would play in the second round, like a six seed type team, could be an Auburn, or a Kansas State, maybe a Maryland. I mean, those are dangerous teams. Or even a team like Villanova, who's got a ton of talent, but is just down, yeah, down to finish the season. So, I mean, to say that they shouldn't need someone to carry them through the first two couple games, they shouldn't need someone to carry them through the first game. After that, though, I mean, they're going to play teams.
Depends on who they draw.
They will. There's a good chance they'll play teams that actually have more talent than they do. And if that's the case, they would need him to step up and shoulder a load.
Yeah, let's see which six they draw, because I'll be curious, because there's a couple that I think are overrated as hell, too.
What I wish they would draw, I wish that UH could catch Nevada, because I think Nevada's so phony. But I don't think they will put those two teams, the two sort of second, like the teams that everyone all year long is like, oh, these guys they're so high rated, blah, blah. They don't play in a real conference. And I actually think the AAC is way better than the Mountain West. Yeah. But I don't think they'll put those two in line to face each other. I think they'll want to put them in there. They'll put both of them in there against someone from a power conference. But I wish that would be the case. So because I think UH would just roll Nevada.
Yeah, usually they'll put them with somebody, you know, like an Oklahoma or somebody. Like, Oklahoma's probably going to be lower than
Oklahoma
six,
sucks.
But they'll... Yeah, they'll be they try to match him against, you know, like, well, last year was Michigan in the second round.
Yeah.
But if they're a three, they'll try to put a power five. Well, it's not really power five in basketball, but they'll try to put a big conference team in the six. Like Iowa State.
Might
be around six.
Well, that actually might be a good break.
Yeah. Well, I honestly, other than Texas Tech, I wouldn't be scared of any of those Big 12 teams other than Texas Tech and Kansas, frankly.
Well, Kansas State, if they're healthy, if Dean Wade's healthy, Kansas State's really good too. But yeah, the teams that could be around a six line, honestly, the most scary teams to me are teams like Buffalo and Wofford, who are kind of in the same boat as the Cougars are, like trying to garner respect from everybody because they don't play in you know, the Big Ten. But... Yeah, I think it's a good year for UH to be where they are, because it's kind of a wide open field. You know, there's a lot of teams that are going to make this tournament that shouldn't make the tournament, and you'll probably run into one of them along the way. I think there's a limited amount of teams that can actually win the whole thing, and if you can avoid those for long enough, you know, you got a shot to make some noise. I mean, I don't know what I'm looking forward to seeing what their bracket falls into, because
that's so much of it. Because
I tend to think that
matchups too. I mean, you might match up with a 14 that actually. You mentioned a couple of teams, but that you could get an easy 14, you could get a pain in the ass 14, and not get by them.
There's people who think that, like, making it to the Sweet 16 would be, and going out in the Sweet 16 would somehow mean this was a disappointing season, and I don't see how you can think that.
No, but I think not making the Sweet 16 would be a disappointment this year.
I think so too.
But
I think getting there, like, if you go out in the Sweet 16, if you go out. You get there and then you lose to Michigan State. What kind of shame is there in that?
No.
I mean, there's none.
But I feel like the minimum this year should be the Sweet 16. And if they get beyond that, then that's great. But it doesn't make it any less of a badass year for them. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975.
The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Guys, if you haven't had a chance yet, pick up the greatest gambling novel ever written, JesusTheNovel.com, available in all kinds of formats, whatever you want. And everybody who buys one will have a chance to be an extra in the movie. You're going to be in a drawing. So... Even you. Well,
even me.
We have a role for you guys. So, Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis tonight. Is that correct? 7 to 9?
That's correct.
That's typically the Tuesday move.
And the Hall of Fame with Booker T.
Hall of Fame follows them up.
9 to 11. All right.
Oh, they debuted last night. Did awesome. I stayed here till the end of their show.
And, yeah.
Very good show. I'm excited about it, man. A lot of people were excited.
Yeah, I saw a couple of tweets about it. So I'm excited to have him on the station. It's going to be cool. Hopefully there's a lot of good things ahead for him. Lamont asked, what's the big deal over this college scandal? Rich people have been paying for their dumb kids to get into prestigious schools for years. I like W. Bush, but nothing about that guy screams Harvard.
Yeah, it's funny. Lance was just, he said he can't drop names on this dude, but there's a powerful Houston guy who's locked into this scandal as well.
Oh, really?
And might be facing time.
Jeez.
So.
Do you see that they arrested Felicity Huffman at her house with guns drawn?
So great. Which, I mean, so apparently, like, these people were basically paying proctors to look the other way while someone else took a test for their kid and getting them into college for, I mean, just a big envelope full of money.
And coaches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure it's been going on for years, but it's not supposed to. So.
I think it's against the law. I'm not sure. Apparently, though, she got arrested. They had guns out when they went to her place. You imagine William H. Macy, that's her husband, walking out there. And, oh, geez. Going to his Fargo character. Oh, no. She's not dead. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, when people win these big lottery tickets, do you like hate them at all? Or are you just like, oh, good for you? Or do you just not care?
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I feel.
Because you hate on somebody for their success? Come on.
Well, it's not really success. You just scratched right.
Well, or, I mean, you it's like when, lucky when, numbers.
Like we give somebody, we give something away, you dialed well. But, you know, I kind of root for certain people in these things. And most of the people, let's be honest, most people who win the lottery, they don't have much money.
Yeah.
I mean, most people who play the lottery don't have much money. It's
not a winner's game.
It is not. Well, Deborah Brown of Richmond, Virginia said she kept seeing the numbers 1031 throughout the day. So she decided to stop at a gas station to buy 20 $1 pick four tickets.
Okay.
And they were all the same, 1031. And she had a weird, suspicious feeling these recurring numbers were a sign, so she went back and purchased 10 more. Lo and behold, 1031 was the number. She had 30 tickets of it. Her $30 investment, $150,000.
Nice.
Yeah, they paid $5,000 each.
Damn.
So
she went all in on one number.
Yeah, I respect the hell out of that.
That's a bold strategy.
Yeah, the top prize for a $1 play is $5,000. And lottery officials claim the odds of guessing all four numbers in sequence is 1 in 10,000. And she did it.
Oh, they had to be in order even?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah,
that's some baller there.
So, like, when you play roulette, for instance, like, I like to play sometimes on the columns or a row or the first dozen, you know, like something like that. Or even like odds and evens, reds and blacks, I get 1 to 18, 19 to 36.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Those make sense to me. But, man, if you just go out there and you're like, I'm taking my whole bankroll and putting it on red 16, like that's the strategy, I guess. And it paid off for her. Good for her.
Yeah, I think I never play the numbers in the middle, but like every now and then, if I get way up, I might take like 100 and put it on 36 red just for one swing.
Yeah.
It's never hit, but yeah, that's kind of what she did.
One day.
Well, but that I admire the hell out of that. It's just like, no, I got a feeling about this number, so I'm just going to keep hammering. So that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Are we really outraged that rich people found a way to game the college
system? No, of course
it's
not.
It's kind
of
like, what'd you expect? They're riches. That's what they do.
you kind of got to hand it to him for getting coaches for sports that nobody cares about, like rowing and stuff like that.
Well, like, yeah, if you go to Nick Saban and ask him to, for that, he's going to laugh at you, right? You got to go to the rowers and the tennis coach. Was it tennis coach?
Tennis
UT,
coach
right?
of Texas, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, those people aren't making a ton of money. So it's kind of like if you're trying to get a game fixed, you go to the referee. You don't go to the player.
Yeah.
Not that you should fix games ever.
Ever.
But if you do, let us know. Oh, God. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. So I have another story here that was almost gym of the day, but it wasn't really different enough.
Yeah.
But apparently, I didn't know this was illegal now, but Camden Mack, 25 of Ann Arbor. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's three, but you missed your... You got to do two more by the end of the show. Yeah. 25-year-old Camden Mack of Ann Arbor was charged with felony escape and misdemeanor, persistent disorderly conduct, and criminal trespassing, while Taylor Coates, 22, of Hudson, Michigan, was also charged with misdemeanor, persistent disorderly conduct, and criminal trespassing. Apparently, police responded to a report of a man and a woman allegedly having intercourse in a hot tub.
Nice. Sort. Harder than it seems because lubrication's difficult.
Yeah. Security told deputies that the man, identified as Mac, allegedly became irate after being confronted by the lifeguard.
Now, is this mattress Mac?
No. This is in Ohio.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that's embarrassing for him.
No.
He's a big name.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I don't think he really had to pay her money.
No.
As it were, but...
but he would save you money.
Maybe so. But apparently... They were having relations in the spa. I didn't know that was illegal because people can't really see, right? If you do it right, were they like popping up out of the water?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Just so I kind of thought that, well, I thought it was common.
Well, it happens, Fred. I wouldn't do it if I were you.
Well, I don't do anything anymore. I'm an old.
You don't do any public. You don't do any. What do they call it? Dogging.
No, don't do that. I don't.
No public sex.
I'm retired.
You have a balcony.
Yeah.
You ever get out on that balcony and take the old lady to Pound Town.
Nope.
In front of the neighbors.
Nope. I'm retired from all such activities.
All public sex or all sex in general.
Pretty much all sex in general at this point. I'm an old. Brother Bear, who's worse? Utah heckling guy, bald talking head guy. That's you, I think. Or internet guy who's trying to spoil the first episode of the final season of Game of Thrones.
It's me. I'm the worst.
Bad talking head guy, not bald.
Oh, bad or bald?
He says bad talking head guy.
Oh, Fred, you're just trying to throw shade at me?
I thought he said, okay, I read bald.
Come on, man.
Okay, bad talk. I'm still going to go with the Utah guy.
I think so. Are you into heckling in general? Like, I'm against heckling. I don't get it. I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, if you want to throw a boo at somebody, okay. But, like, don't try to have a conversation. Don't try to, like, be the funny guy at the ball game. Just,
I mean, unless you really are.
Yeah, but typically you're not.
Most of the time you're not, no.
I hate to break it to most of you. You're not that funny.
All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.